Welcome to Pour It Out.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Haley.
And we're so excited with you guys to sit down. And this episode is dedicated to just introducing ourselves to you guys, and then also just doing a little get to know us as well. So what are we sitting down with tonight, Haley, and pouring it out with while we record this?
Oh, we've been really into mocktails lately.
We have, yeah.
Not drinking during the week. I am a really big fan during the summer of anything lemon blueberry flavor.
She's an excellent mocktail maker.
I try. So we're drinking a little zero sugar lemonade with some frozen blueberries and some basil, and topped it with pure LaCroix.
Very refreshing and fresh, and it's got like a really pretty purple color, so I feel super fancy.
Really, I'm just here for the aesthetic, if I'm being honest. I just really like the way it looks.
It matches the podcast room, so.
Yeah. If y'all follow us on socials, I posted it on our story on Instagram like a week ago. The little recipe. Give it a try. Let us know
what you think.
Well, we wanted to give you guys a little bit of a background of, how Pour It Out came to be, what it means to us, and kind of it's kind of become multifaceted for us, like the meaning behind it. We came up with this concept about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And talked about it for a while. We have a shared notes app in our phone, and we're just constantly like making notes of episode ideas and kind of just jotting things down when we would talk to each other. And
yeah, this has been in the works for a while. It takes a long time to get here and a lot of planning and stuff, but Pour It Out has been in our minds for a while and just became something that we just as friends would sit down at the end of our day and we would really pour out what our day entailed, and it looked totally different for both of us most days, and some days it looked the same. And but we would sit down and pour it out over whatever we were having to drink that day, be it a mocktail, or we just got done working out and it would be like a sparkling water or a glass of wine. We would call each other in the morning on the way to work, and we'd be pouring it out with whatever coffee we needed that morning, because coffee is a necessity.
Sometimes multiple cups, depending on the day. So, yeah, but no, really, I mean, the name came from, if any of you have watched Sweet Magnolias on Netflix, it was like back, like late COVID.
Yeah.
When it first came out, and Brandy and I watched the first season kind of together. Mm-hmm. And it's three best friends that grew up together, and they would get together every Friday night at one of their houses, and they would make fresh margaritas, and they would cheers and say, pour it out. And then the three best friends would sit down and talk about like everything that was going on in their lives and like what struggles they were having, and really just like kind of be there as a community for each other. And like, I don't know, I think that that idea just kind of resonated with us, and we were like, oh, like that's kind of what we do. And
yeah.
That's kind of how the name was born, and we just kind of jotted the name down like in our notes on our phones, and we're like, if we ever did this, like that's the name. And then yeah, it kind of just grew from there, and like the meaning behind it.
Yeah, we found ourselves sitting down and pouring out so much of our lives over the past couple of years to since we sat down and watched that show, and we're like, oh, that's so cute, or oh, that's so fun. And then the more we talked about it, and the more, you know, life just happened, we've had loss, we've had career changes, we've had lots of different things thrown our way just in the past couple of years, as I'm sure everybody has. COVID completely changed our life, and just it just became a almost like an anthem to us of like, just pour it out, whatever you need to for that day. And so, yeah, that's kind of really where the name originated from. And, but our friendship did not originate there because we have been best friends since we were 6 years old in first grade. And we met in our first grade class.
I pretty much forced you to be friends with me.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't have a choice, you know?
They sat us next to each other, and I think I, turned around and asked you if you wanted to, play at recess or something.
Yeah, and I was the new girl, so I was just like, yeah, sure. Anyone to play with is
And then we found out our birthdays are a day apart, so I'm July 10th, and Brandy's July 11th.
Yeah, every year.
every year. And we kind of developed the same friend circle. We went to a private school the whole time for... I was 14 years, and I think you were, 12 years?
Yeah, 12 years, yeah.
And so we developed the same friend circle, pretty much our entire school career.
We would have, joint birthday parties multiple years. And then kind of after we graduated, sometimes those, childhood school friends kind of drift away or come into the background, and I feel like ours just became so much closer. We would travel to see each other, and we would go on vacations together, and the sleepovers continued up well into our 20s. So
what are you talking about? I still sleep over at your house.
Yeah. So it just kept
you got a husband, I did.
Our friendship just kept growing with us through life. And then now we're both in our early 30s, and we still talk on the phone pretty much every day, sometimes multiple hours a day. I was looking back through my phone history, and I was like, wow, we talk a lot. Just one of us will be in the car, and we'll call each other, you know?
I really think that's it. It's we are just big, when we both drive around a lot, and so we kind of just talk as we're driving, between meetings or appointments or whatever. I really think us talking on the phone really started when I moved away for college.
I moved away for
college for a few years, and we just kind of got in the habit of when I was driving back and forth or driving, back to Tallahassee or whatever, that was really the only time I was in a pretty rigorous medical program, and so really the only time we got to talk was when I was driving back and forth. And so I really think that is kind of where it originated, and I feel like we got a lot closer.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think that a lot of that and now I have a husband and a 13-month-old at home. And so whenever I get a second to drive by myself, or sometimes even not by myself, and you just listen to a screaming baby in the backseat. but that's just become kind of our way to connect. And always has been for a good portion of our lives. And then we found ourselves talking about things that we either learned or things that we thought were interesting or just conversations to have. And most of the time in the past couple of years, they've originated from a podcast because we both really enjoy podcasts and listening to them. And I feel like glean a lot of information and just things to talk about and be like, what do you think about this? And so it just kind of became something in our minds that we want to do this because we have so much fun listening to them too.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun listening to them, but I also feel like we have gained a lot of insightful wisdom and empowerment from several of the podcasts we listen to that have really helped us or spoken to us in ways that were very beneficial that really kind of fed our souls.
Yeah.
And so we give each other such good advice and are really the people that each other can lean on. And so, really when we have these long car chats, it would be I really appreciated that. I feel I'm not the only one that would benefit from hearing what you just said to me.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. And so it kind of just morphed into I feel more than just us need to hear this.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And then that's kind of, we took that and ran with it as far as, you know, eventually we would like to have guests on here and kind of build our knowledge and just the questions that we have for people that are experts in their own fields. And then we kind of feel like we each have very different life stories to talk about too, that's maybe somebody else could identify with or is interested in. And so that's kind of where we're headed in the future.
Yeah, and really giving people an overview too of, like, I mean, like Brady said, we're at very different phases of our lives. She's been married for almost 10 years now and has a 13-month-old, and I live alone and I'm not married and don't have any kids. And so
living it up.
And so kind of, I guess, really the dichotomy between our friendship and, like, the different phases of life that we're in, and we really want to play on that too and, like, talk about what it's like and, you know, to be a young mom and a young family and, like, you leaning into motherhood and that, you know, obviously has, your life has completely changed in the last year and a half. And then for me, like, I think what it's like to be 32 and single, like, in a small town that we grew up in, and, you know, how I've kind of learned to navigate that and, like, be okay with the phase of life that I'm in. And yeah, how we make it work together.
Yeah. And so there's going to be something for everybody on here, I feel like, because we have lots of interest and lots of different life cycles, different dreams, different paths. And so this is going to be really exciting and really fun. And we're excited that you guys are here with us.
Anything y'all want to hear or y'all want to talk about?
Anything you want to pour out?
Let us know.
You're welcome to.
So we are going to do some get to know us questions, some rapid fire questions, and just kind of give you guys a little bit of insights into our preferences and just some different ways to get to know us.
Yeah, so these are some of our get to know it questions, and we're going to kind of go back and forth, but we're each going to answer the question. So I will go first. All right, Haley, name a bucket list travel destination and why.
I think for a while, top bucket list for me has been London and Scotland. London's like top bucket list for me. And then it's, you know, really easy to take the train over to Scotland. And for a lot of years, I've been very infatuated with British culture. Culture.
You would fit in very well in London.
Brady and I both have been long-time royal obsessed.
Oh yeah, we'll do a whole podcast. We might actually have a segment, a royal segment at the end.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Yeah.
For all the
royal fans out there that care.
This may be very controversial, but Brady's a huge Kate fan and not a Meghan fan.
Yes.
Not Meghan fan.
Yeah. We could dedicate a whole podcast episode to that.
Yeah. So London and Scotland are top bucket list for me right now. What about you? You've traveled a lot more extensively than I have. So.
That's a hard one. I always say just put me on a plane and I would go anywhere. So my bucket list destination is pretty much anywhere. I will say I would love to travel. I love to see different cultures. I majored in history at FSU, and so I always love just to visit places that have a lot of very rich history. I love traveling to places that just give you so much more, like, you make you feel small. You're kind of like, wow, these things are a lot older than I can even, like, fathom. That being said, probably my top bucket list destination right now is Japan. I know. I told Paul that the other day. Yeah, I would love to see that area of the world and experience that culture and that history. So that's probably my top one right now. I know. Yeah, I'll just take you with me. You can be the sushi tester.
All right, guac or queso?
I do love guac, but I probably love queso more. Mm. Like,
yeah,
good queso.
I mean, that's tough pretty to much be. What we always order for the table.
Yeah.
I'm really into tableside guac right now.
But tableside guac is like it's an like upper, level. it's a different category, you know?
Like, it can absolutely be its own category. Yeah. I'm going to do a queso if there's not a tableside guac option.
But okay, that's fair. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Name a great day that you can remember.
Okay. I thought long and hard about this because I thought I knew what I was going to say. And then this memory hit me, and I think it will always go down as like one of my favorite days. So I built a little starter house back in 2021. And I will never forget this because it meant so much to me. My foundation for my house had just gotten poured. And there was a Mexican restaurant, like not far outside of my neighborhood. And because of COVID, they were doing to-go margaritas. They still do it. It's the best thing to come out of COVID.
Best thing.
And we went and got to-go margaritas. And we came back to my house on my newly poured foundation. And we sat on my foundation of my house, and we drank margaritas and at sunset, and we talked about our hopes and dreams for the future and, like, just
kind of yeah, I remember that day.
Like, you
that was such a fun day.
Didn't have a baby yet.
Yeah.
It just kind of,
the sunset was, like, spot on.
The margs were good, and I just felt like it was, like, such a good way to, like, kick off my house and like our future. And I just remember like you going home that night, and I just remember feeling like so hopeful and like so excited, and that will like always stick out as a favorite memory to me. And it meant a lot, like after I moved into the house, like thinking back on that, and like I don't know, I just kind of feel like we like blessed
that was a really good day. I remember that. My favorite day is a little more generic. We both, like, have spent many a summer weekends down at Alligator Point. Some winter weekends, even. And I just think about, like, a really great boat day. Like, getting up early, hitting the water. Just, like, I don't know. Spending the whole day on the boat is just, like, the most relaxing and fun thing. And going out to Dog Island or even just cruising around that's just like my perfect day. Coming back and being like sandy and covered in salt water, taking a shower, that post shower after the beach is like unprecedented.
There's no better shower.
And then going down to the Tiki Hut and getting a Tiki Hut marg and listening to live music and just, I don't know, that's my definition of just like a really great day. Like, and I could do it 1,000 times and I don't think I would ever be bored. Yeah.
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 So fun. Okay. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh, that's like a really hard one. Probably more of an introvert. I tend to kind of, I wouldn't say I'm an extrovert. So yeah, I think I'm more of an introvert. But I do enjoy being around people. So, but I think I get my soul fed by doing things by myself and relaxing. So what about you?
I used to would 100% tell you that I was an extrovert. But the older I've gotten, I more so consider myself kind of both. I tell people I'm an introverted extrovert.
True.
Like, yeah. I love being around people, and I love doing things and, like, being social. Like, I think especially living alone, I really have to force myself to go out and do stuff, because if not, like, it's just, like, it's not healthy for me or my mental capacity to just sit in my house by myself all the time. So I have to be really conscious of that and, like, force myself to go hang out with people and, like, be around people and do things. But I do really enjoy my quiet time and, like, yes, I would say the same thing. Like, getting my soul fed by just, like, being still and being quiet. Okay, this kind of feeds into that, too. So,
Do you prefer large gatherings or small and intimate?
This one made me laugh because anyone that knows my husband, 100% large gatherings.
Large gatherings, all of it. Like large gatherings that you don't need to know about.
To like the fullest capacity. And I used to be like very stressed out about it, but kind of too, the older I've gotten, the more I've learned to just embrace it and be like, yeah, come over. Like, hopefully we got enough food. If not, I'll find some mac and cheese to throw together. And he very much focuses on like community and just,
very large community.
Yes, very large community, just like seeing everybody and talking, getting together. And there has never one time that after everyone has left where I have been like, wow, I wish we hadn't have done that. I have always been like, wow, that was so fun. Like, and I do feel like my soul gets fed. So I was like, that part of me is a little bit more extroverted.
Well, and our group of friends has like evolved so much too. Like pretty much everybody's married now and a lot of people have kids.
Yeah. Now we just throw kids in the mix and it's just chaos.
It's just, it is chaotic. But I feel like too, like our group it's evolved, but like it's so much better.
Yeah. There's so much bonding too that you get. Again, like everyone feels, life has a way of sometimes feeling very isolated. And so I feel that, and everyone is busy with work and like taking care of their house and just life in general. So getting all together is fun and really now like such a treat. So yeah, that's kind of, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think kind of both. Like depending on the day, like I would tell you small and intimate, but I think being around you and your family, like you also, like aside from Paul wanting to have a lot of people over all the time, like you also have a very large family, like a very large extended family, and I feel like I have been a part of that extended family for so long that I've kind of gotten used to having a lot of people around if I do go out and do something. So, yeah, I would agree with that it, like, doesn't stress me out like it used to. Now, if I'm having, like, a dinner party or something, like, I keep it, like, small and intimate. But if it's just, you know, all of us getting together on, like, a Friday night or something, yeah, the more the merrier.
It just turns into a party.
Rage.
A rage that ends at 8 o'clock.
We still are very much those people that have the format that say, like, you gotta be gone.
Yeah, you gotta be gone.
You know.
Okay. This is kind of along the same line. So someone stopping by for dinner last minute, what are you cooking?
This question stressed me out a little bit when I was thinking about it. Well, again, like living alone, it's any of you that live alone can probably relate to this. Cooking for one person is so hard.
So hard.
It's so hard. And so pretty much, like,
I mean, anytime you make pasta, you're making pasta for an army, you know?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, every time I cook in the crock pot, it's enough to feed like 10 people. So I pretty much always just have like an endless supply of food because I've cooked something. I pretty much always have a lot of leftovers. So, I mean, if you really drop out a minute, you're probably getting leftovers from something.
That's fair. Yeah.
If not, I pretty much always have stuff in the freezer. I keep gluten free cauliflower crust in the freezer for homemade pizzas. So I pretty much always have the stuff to throw down, like a very quick homemade pizza, like a salad or something. So you're not getting anything fancy, but you'll get some decent leftovers or pizza.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. Mine is probably, you're probably going to get some sort of roasted veggies just because I can always throw together some sort of vegetable and I'm going to roast it because to me it just tastes better. And then I'm going to do some chicken that I defrosted from the freezer and I'm going to end it with some rice. So really you're coming over, you're getting rice bowls.
It's pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Actually had a rice bowl for dinner.
Yeah.
We
yeah. But I mean, I could eat a rice bowl every single night of my life. So yeah, that's probably what you're getting if you show up.
All right, we're we're keeping in the same vein of having people over. Early bird or night owl?
Before I had a baby, definitely a night owl. Now 100% an early bird.
Same. If I could go to bed at like 7 o'clock every night, if that was totally acceptable and I would sleep through the night, I would do it.
Yeah. Now, my bedtime used to be midnight. And now, last night I went to bed at like 9:15.
See, and now so. You're reading your words because you used to call me a grandma.
Yeah.
You used to make fun of me because I went to bed so early. Like, we would even be down at the beach. And it would hit like 9 or 10 o'clock. And we'd
She'd be headed to bed.
People over, and I would be like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Like, they'd stay up drinking or
whatever. I was about to say, I'm only halfway done with the night. So
yeah, and I like by the time they came to bed, I would have been asleep for like, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours usually. And
she got the good sleep, and we just
yeah,
we got the after midnight sleep, which is not as restful.
Correct. But, and then so, I would be ready to rip. By,
so
like,
you've been doing
the next morning, and we would finally get out the door with all y'all. Like,
we'd be dragging. Yeah.
See,
there's something to it. Okay. Switching gears a little bit, name just one makeup or skincare product to choose as your favorite from your daily lineup.
Yeah. All right. So used to, I would have said mascara, like hands down. But the older we've gotten and now that we've gotten into our 30s, I realized a few years ago how important it is to put sunscreen on your face
every day. Yeah.
And so a few months probably 6 months ago, I started using this product that I'm obsessed with, and it's the CeraVe Ultra Light Moisturizing Lotion, and it has SPF 30 in it, and I put it on religiously every single day. Like, it's my ride or die. Can't do without it.
You're like, taking it with you to the deserted island.
I'm taking it to the deserted island because if you're on an island, you're going to get sunburned.
True. Yeah.
But I mean, this weekend, I went and ran a bunch of errands, didn't put makeup on, but I absolutely had that on. Like, I, even on the weekend, like, I'm pretty sure I put it on, like, multiple times a day on Saturday. Like, it's just that good.
Reapplication. mine was pretty easy. It is hands down bottle of Aquaphor, and I put it on multiple times a day, a night. It's the last thing I put on before I go to sleep, and the first thing I put on when I wake up. I put it on my eyelashes to like give them a little like lift. I put it on my eyebrows to like smooth them down. I put it every single night and every single morning on my lips. Never get cracked lips. You got something wrong with you, put some Aquaphor on it. It's like Windex, you know?
It's like the dad from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Put some Windex on it.
Yes, Aquaphor is my Windex. So it has no SPF in it. So I'm just going to go to the deserted island and burn. But I got Aquaphor to treat the burn.
If we get stranded, like, I think we're going to be set. At least our skin will look great.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So that was my one product.
Okay. All right. Given that we live in Florida, and as you said earlier, it's Satan's armpit this time of year. Summer or fall?
Summer or fall? Probably fall.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that from you.
I know. Well, this summer has been really hot, and you're asking me at the beginning of August. So I do love summer, and I love spring. Spring is my favorite. Winter is my least favorite. Fall, I think I'm just excited for it to cool down a little bit, and I'm excited for football. So
yeah. Yeah, well,
so maybe it just depends on the time of year you ask me.
We're just touching on all the seasons. She's just that random bit. It's always been fall for me. Hands down.
Yes.
I mean, aside from like us going to the beach and being on the water, like, I've never really liked summer. Our birthdays were in the summer. I hated it.
It is tough to have a summer birthday, I will say.
It's too freaking hot.
Nobody shows up for your birthday because they're all out of town.
And everybody's going to parties. Like, yeah. I mean, same thing every single year. No, but yeah, we're huge college football fans. So yeah, fall is really the start of football season, and Halloween is a really, really big deal in my neighborhood. I live in a very young family community neighborhood, and Halloween's such a big deal. Fall's a really big deal. Everybody decorates. Like, it's just, I know, it just, like, puts you in a good mood.
Yeah.
It's, like, a very walkable, friendly neighborhood, so, like, all the neighbors are out, like, on their porches and grilling and walking around. Yeah. I know, it's just, like, it's a very fun time of year.
Yeah.
To live
a time here, when you actually want to be outside.
Yeah,
this summer I've been like, wow, it's way too hot to do pretty much anything. Yeah. So yeah, maybe that's what switched my opinion up.
Okay, on the travel front, road trip or fly?
I mean, it depends on where we're going, but I do love a good road trip because I love to drive. So
I can second that. I let her drive. I hate to drive.
I drive
everywhere at all.
Drive everywhere. I love to drive. So yeah, I mean, I get excited about a good road trip. Like, I get pumped to like drive somewhere for a while. So yeah, probably road trip. And flying sometimes makes me anxious. So
I hate to drive. I will always let her drive. I'm so thankful that she loves to drive because I will just kick back in the passenger seat. DJ.
Passenger out, princess.
Doze out some good snacks.
Yeah, see, road trip snacks. Like, you just, like, you got certain ones, you know, and they're just.
I mean, that's true. You can also
the busy bee. Plane,
which I would prefer.
That's not the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah, but you get there so much faster.
Yeah. The air on airplanes is like, it's so gross because it's just like recirculating air. And so whenever I get on a plane, get off a plane, it just, I feel gross. I just, I don't know. I travel on airplanes. Like, I wouldn't turn it down, but like, I don't want to drive, you know, 23 hours to California or wherever.
Yeah,
but
it's a hard no for
me. Yeah, like, I'm gonna fly out of convenience, but I do people, like a road, I mean, good road trip
to people that are willing to do cross-country trips, like, for the fun of it, like, not for a move, because yeah, to me, like, just
if I did a cross-country road trip, it would have to be by myself, because well, that would just
that's
be like,
ended up on Dateline.
That's true. Yeah, so look for me on Dateline on my next road trip. Okay, name something that you do to relax.
I probably the last year have gotten into some really good nighttime routines. And I would say a couple of times a month, I will be like very intentional about putting everything down and like getting ready for bed a lot earlier. And I will put on like a cute pajama set, and I will do a good face mask and an eye mask.
We need to do a whole series on your pajama makeover.
Listen, just in general,
your pajama drawer
matching set, like when matching sets became a thing last year, like when they were a big trend, like nothing made me happier. But if it was socially acceptable to wear matching pajama sets. And like cute ones. I'm not talking about like, we're not talking people of Walmart.
Oh, very guys. Cute.
Like,
yeah.
Talking like very cute. Like,
yeah. Honestly, I look like a person of Walmart when I go to sleep.
I have
so.
A set that, like, I honestly could probably wear out in public and nobody would know that it
was. Oh, for sure. Like, yeah, yeah.
But no, I like put on a cute set, do a face mask, do an eye mask. We'll typically drink some sort of relaxing, like bedtime tea. Like a sleepy time tea or a chamomile or something. And I turn my humidifier on and it changes color. So I'll put it on like a calming color and just kind of will just be for a little bit before I go to sleep. And I've gotten in the habit of trying to do that a few times a month and I really enjoyed it.
I feel relaxed just you telling me all that. Yeah. I feel like, wow, I'm just so relaxed. I'm going to go to sleep now.
I should do that this week. I should do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What I do to relax is number one, exercise. That's like my favorite form of
relaxing, any sort of exercise. And I'm not talking about going and like running a marathon, but like going for a walk, doing yoga, doing moving my body in some sort of way, working in my yard. Like that's super relaxing to me. I know I'm like 75 years old, but.
And you used to make fun of me.
Yeah. No, yeah. Working in my yard is very relaxing. Being outside in any capacity. I find that those things make me feel better if I've had a bad day or an off day. And so therefore it relaxes me. I also really like those. I have those like shower steamers that like put off like essential oils, like eucalyptus. I gave you some, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Why are those called shower steamers?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll use those like sometimes as like a calming, mechanism. I use those a lot postpartum too. And they just really, cause postpartum really just the shower is about the only relaxing thing you get. So those really helped me, but yeah, that's pretty much what I do to relax. Okay. So next question is name a pet peeve.
So I have a lot. But I think my biggest one, and this is something that I talk about all the time, I will probably get on my soapbox about this on here a bunch, but I am like such a big advocate of being socially aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
And one of my absolute biggest pet peeves, and you know this about me, is when you are in a store, like in particular a grocery store, and people that are in the middle of the aisle just stopped looking for whatever it is they're looking for. Like, that's fine. Yeah, look on the aisle, but be self-aware and be courteous and move your cart over to the side of the aisle and get out of the way. Like, you cannot just block an aisle. It just, like, honestly, it makes me want to pull my phone out and blare Ludacris, move, get out the way.
Blare Ludacris.
While I walk past them, because you're just rude.
I mean, next time, just take out your phone and just start.
I might.
Playing it, you know?
Don't tempt me.
Mine, this is not going to be surprising at all, is slow drivers.
Yeah.
Slow drivers on a 2-lane road. Like, can we all please go to the speed limit? The speed limit is there, not as like a recommendation. It's there telling you the speed to go. So why in the world would we go under that? And it infuriates me to no end.
To where we got places to go.
To where I just have to pray to Jesus not to cuss.
Well, it's especially about to get bad because they're doing what, that Operation Southern Slowdown?
Oh, man. I don't need a slowdown.
Yeah, they have been pulling people left and right.
I know, I'm not a speeder.
No, I know, but like, I feel like it's going to make people want to go under the speed limit because they're scared of getting tickets, because it's these motorcycle cops that are like super unassuming.
Oh, yeah.
And so I feel like everybody's just driving around paranoid now.
They'll get you. No, I don't want people to, I don't want people to become speed demons. I just want them to go the listed speed limit. That's it. That's
recommended speed limit.
Yeah. Use your blinker, you know, like, just be good drivers, and we just can't get there. We cannot get there.
Clearly, we have a lot of feelings. Okay, well, I feel like
let's do one more this or that to kind of end it on a little upper. Besides,
all right.
Me and my frustration with cab drivers.
Okay. Here's a fun one. Bold eye or bold lip?
Okay, well, my lip is very rarely bold. It normally has Aquaphor on it. Like, if I have a bold lip, I'm going to go visit the Queen of England. Like,
with a bold lip?
With a bold lip. With something on my lip other than Aquaphor. Like, I just.
No, I'm really talking wear. Bold, like, color.
I don't wear anything on my lips. So, like, I'm going to have to go with the bold eye. with, because I do like my second choice, my second makeup to order top item is mascara. So like, you know, I feel like that's pretty bold, you know, bold eye.
Yeah. I do like a good lip color, but I feel like I would go bold eye.
Because I am a big lip person, but I'm a big like nude lip.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I always have my lips lined, always have some kind of lip something on, but it's still like pretty neutral.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, bold eye. All right, and we will end this poured out episode with red wine or white wine.
Definitely white wine for sure. Certain types of white wine are my favorite, like Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay is my favorite. But yeah, the red, like I can do a little red, but it's definitely not my favorite.
This is such a hard question for me. I don't discriminate against wine in general. Really, I feel like mine's seasonal. Like, if I absolutely had to pick one over the other, I'm going red. There are a few things I love more than, like, a really good glass of red wine. But I don't really drink red in the summer. So if it's really hot out, I will probably opt for white. But if I absolutely had to make a decision, it's red. Few things I love more than red wine in the fall.
I was about to say, it goes with your favorite season, so...
Like, porch sitting with a good glass of red wine, like under the string lights, find me there every night.
Untouched. Well, this wraps up our get to know you session, and hope you guys enjoyed listening to some of our favorite takes, and we look forward to coming out with some new content for you guys. And
we have a lot of really good episodes planned. We've pretty much already broken down the first season and like have some good guests lined up and some good content.
We're very excited and excited to have you guys along the way with us. So hope you guys have a great week, and don't forget to pour it out.
Thanks for listening. Bye, friends. Did it.